God's word for our consideration this morning, God's word to feed us and to nourish us and to guide us in our life as we live as His children walking on the path of life, is from the Old Testament lesson from Ecclesiastes. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem, vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about that word, vanity. And as you look up that word of vanity, you might get these kind of responses. Meaningless. Having no purpose or reason. Vanity. Evasive pride in one's appearance and abilities. I want you to think about that. And I want to introduce myself. I'm Scott. I am married to one woman. Karen. I have three children, Paul, Andrew, Joanne. I have seven grandchildren. And if I started naming them, I'd probably miss my name. So I have these kinds of things in my life. I served in the Air National Guard, Army Reserve, for 6 years in the 1970s, during the hot point of the Vietnam War. I went to several schools, University of Minnesota Duluth, Anoka Vocational School, coming out with respiratory therapy, and St. Cloud State University, and also the main U, and Concordia St. Paul, and I graduated from St. Louis Seminary twice, 1982 and 1997. Vanity of vanities. On my wall in my study is my name, Figgy, that was pinned or velcroed to the back of my fireman's jacket. And on either side of that Figgy, I've got my cap. One says Figgy, the other says chaplain. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, meaningless. It's all meaningless, is what the preacher says. Because all meaning comes from who? Our living God. He's the one who has created us. He's the one who has given us life. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. And in some translations it says meaningless. Meaningless, says the preacher. You can kind of mop those back and forth. But I want you to think about our world. Our world puts meaning in something that you do. This last week, the Minnesota Twins traded 10 people, 10 men off of their roster. You know, they start thinking, well, we can't win. But is that the whole message? The whole message of our world is they love a winner. And if you can't win, you're put out the pasture. But we know better. Because God has created us. God has given us life. Yes, the sperm and the egg came together. We know that biologically. But who created the egg and the sperm? But God Himself. Because God is so merciful. If you want to read about how God incorporates everything, Psalm 139. But I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about what precious things our world does. Our world says, if you don't have a trophy in that trophy case that is shown to all people, they're nothing. If you can't stand up and say something to someone, you know, that too is miserable. God has taken us, and He has created us. And then He has molded us into who we are. I want you to think about that particular life. When I was an orderly at St. Luke's Hospital in Duluth, a doctor came up to me, Dr. Sam Boyer. Dr. Sam Boyer was instrumental in bringing the medical school to the University of Minnesota, Duluth. Dr. Sam Boyer was an excellent doctor. He was a doctor who looked at people. He spent time with people. He loved people. He came up to me and he said, Scott, you'd make a good doctor. I said, Dr. Boyer, we have to go to school for that. No problem, you'll get through school. First school I went, the University of Minnesota, Duluth. I didn't go to the class. I sat in the bed then playing cards. I didn't do very well. And I'm thinking, well, maybe God wants me to do something else. And I floundered. And Karen will be the first one to tell you, she was going, oh, she's not another one. But I thought my way of life was going to be a doctor. God slammed that door. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. All is meaningless except God himself. God is the one who's drawn us here to hear his word, to praise him, to sing praises on a wonderful, beautiful day that is smoke lifting up. And you can see a beautiful day, but God has drawn us here. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, meaningless. You're going to church, that's meaningless. That's terrible, is what the world says. And we say differently. We say God has created all things, and God has drawn us here to praise him for Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord and Savior. And yet the world says, meaningless, meaningless. Everything is meaningless. But our life does have meaning. It has meaning in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has appointed us. He has tapped us on the shoulder. We're his missionaries. We're his people to bring his word to a world that is falling apart. If you watch the news lately, you would know that we've sent nuclear submarines in the Pacific. You would have known that things are crumbling around. Gaza, yes. Israel, yes. Middle East, yes. Everything is starting to fall apart. Satan's rubbing his hands. He loves this. He loves when people argue and fight and get underneath everybody and want to destroy everyone. God doesn't. God comes with his mercy and his grace to bring us back. Bring us back to him. And so the world is set on fire and destroying, but God is the one who creates. God is the one who tells us. God is the one who gives us life. And the Savior, Jesus Christ. The disciples were gathered in the upper room. And in the 14th chapter, Jesus says that God's mansion is full of rooms. And if it were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going there to prepare a place for you. That when I have prepared that place for you, I'm going to come back and take you to be with me, that you will be with me forever. Thomas, the ever-living doubter, said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how do we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father yet through me. These are the soothing words that we have from Jesus himself. These are the uplifting words from Jesus to know that he has a place there for us. God has created us.
God has created this body, and God has sent his Son to destroy Satan, to be crucified for us on a cross, and yet 3 days later rise again to give us life, forgiveness of sins, strength, and presence. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, all is vanity. All those trophies, they're good for this world. All those accolades that we get, they're good. They pat us on the back, they build us up, the warm fuzzies, we feel very good about that. But that's all vanity. Vanity. Vanity, says the preacher. Meaningless. What has meaning is Jesus Christ. And that Savior come into your heart. And when we confess Jesus is Lord, we are not saying it by ourselves, but we're saying with conviction by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then there was something else there in the Old Testament. Have you ever tried to catch the wind? And the wind has been around us quite often over the last year or so. Have you ever tried to catch the wind? It's impossible. You can't do it. Have you ever tried to catch meaning in your life? Yeah, it's good. But God has something else for you. God has eternal life and forgiveness of sins in his Son, Jesus Christ. And that's the message we have for the world. That when the preacher says meaningless, meaningless, yes, everything in the world is meaningless except Jesus Christ and him crucified. In Christ's holy name, amen.